The Narrow Road to the Deep North, Richard Flanagan. Why at the beginning of things is there always late? The regal event his earliest memories were of son floating a church hall in which he sat with his mother and grandmother. A wooden church hall. Blading late and him toddling back and forth in and out of his transcendent welcome into the arms of women. Women who loved him, like entering the sea and returning to the beach, over and over. "Bless you," his mother says, as she holds him and lets him go. "Bless you, boy." That must have been 1915 or 1916. He would have been one or two. Shadows came later in the form of a forearm rising up, its black outline leaping in the greasy light of a kerosene lantern. Jackie Maguire was sitting in Devon's small dark kitchen, crying. No one cried then, except babies. Jackie Maguire was an old man, maybe 40, perhaps older, and he was trying to brush the tears away from his pockmarked face with the back of his hand. Or was it with his fingers? Only his crying was in Dorigo Evans's memory fixed. It was a sound like something breaking.